praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ once again this Sunday morning, September 22nd, 2024. Fall is in the air. A little cooler. Had a little rain come in. A little cooler outside. And you can sure tell summer's over. But that's a good thing because it's in the right order. It's when it is supposed to be. So that's a good thing. We hope you're prayed up. We encourage you to do that. We start out with the pistol prayer. And we hope you'll pray it with us. And we'd be glad to send this to you on a Bible bookmarker if you'd like. We've got those available. Hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down, stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Well, lots going on. Hope you're joining us Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers, trying to keep some current events going there, and quite an interesting conversation I think we had yesterday was pretty good. In light of everything going on, I was reading Jeremiah yesterday, and I wanted to start out and share this with you. Jeremiah 17, verse 14. I think it's a good place to start, a good reminder for us in these days that we're in. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. And you know, I know I've read that before, and I've thought about it, and I've all but quoted it. You know, heal me, Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. But we don't want to forget that last part of it either. For you are the one that I praise. And, you know, he inhabits the praises of the saints. And it's kind of like where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so it's a good basis. It's a good foundation to make sure that we set, that we have. Because our enemies don't sleep. They don't. I saw this headline Friday afternoon, and I don't think we got to talk about it yesterday morning on coffee, but I did see it Friday afternoon. I wanted to share it, and I titled it, Here We Go Again, with a question mark, the latest COVID variant, XEC. And Jason may have to turn this down. I'm getting a little feedback up here. I don't know if that's my mic or maybe it's the speaker. But the latest COVID variant, XEC, has spread to half of the United States, reports say. But the mutated strain poses, quote, no unique concern, according to infectious diseases expert, but yet it gets front page news on news articles or on news reports. How about that? So, oh, there's a new variant, and it's in half the country, but it's no big deal. So, again, I think that what the enemy does is they throw stuff against the wall just to see what sticks, right? To put it out, and maybe this, maybe that. Maybe everybody gets upset about it, maybe not. I hope not. I hope you don't take the shot that they're going to recommend, because even though it poses no unique concern, okay, last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for the 2024-2025 season. So they're good to go, regardless of the people that have dropped dead, whether it's been news reporters or athletes or whatever. U.S. FDA says, hey, we're good to go with the same old, same old. Well, I can tell you, we're gonna tell you the same old, same old. Don't take it. How about that? You pray about it, but we're sure not going to worry about that. And we hope you don't either, because it does seem like it's the same old, same old, that they continue to push it out. This is something that was manufactured, that has been brought up, and Well, let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. That's what I want to leave you with on this, regarding this. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Okay? So, you know, when God says, "Do not fear," what can man do to me, right? When he says, "Don't fear," that's what God tells us. He says, "I don't want you to have a spirit of fear. I don't want you to be thinking about those things. I want you to have a spirit of power and a spirit of love and a spirit of a sound mind." We get that from being in his word, from being in obedient to him, regardless of what happens. COVID comes and COVID goes, right? The scripture tells us, oh, there's these things, they come, they happen. It's part of Babylon. But it's not what we are to fear, not at all. And it's good to kind of see there's a little bit, maybe back to common sense. Saw this on the headline as well about Caterpillar. Caterpillar joining other companies but making policy changes in yet another corporate didn't earn it. Diversity, equity, inclusivity rollback, right? Caterpillar's DEI rollback follows similar moves at Coors, Lowe's, John Deere, Ford, and Tractor Supply, among others. And we've mentioned this a couple weeks ago as well. But Caterpillar's the latest. They made some corporate changes, said that they were not going to participate in these outside the company forums and groups and whatnot, and they wanted to make sure that Caterpillar moved forward. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. And then this also I saw. Used to be in the union years ago. For about a year and a half, I drove for UPS. Seems like it was about 100 years ago, but or at least in a previous lifetime almost. Seems that way. But Teamsters Union have backed the Democrat candidate no matter what since the beginning of time, it seems like. But it seems like the Democrats have refused to endorse Kamala Harris. And anyway, so I saw this headline, "Democrats afraid Teamsters' refusal to endorse Kamala Harris is a warning sign of a Trump victory." In the aftermath of the Teamsters Union, which represents over a million union workers, and I know some of them, announcing it would not be endorsing any candidate, despite polling showing that a large portion of its union members support Trump, and Democrats are reportedly taking it as a warning sign. Well, and that should let you know as well, union members, that they're still just waffling on the fence, the leadership. They're not going to support one. We're just not going to support anybody this year. So be it. So be it. That's your choice. Absolutely it is. But it's a change. It's different. And that's one of the things I'm going to point out to you this morning in some of these news articles, that we're seeing things that we haven't seen before. Does that make sense? We're seeing a change, a good change. No, not an Obama change, but I think a better change, a change back to maybe some common sense. But even in light of that, we're seeing some things we haven't seen before. Scripture here from Zechariah. Zechariah 8:16. I think it applies today. It says, "These are the things you shall do." Sometimes we want to know, what should we do? What are we supposed to be doing? Read the word and it'll tell you. "These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace." Now that really hasn't changed. That is still, right? When we honor God, we read elsewhere, what is the duty of man but to honor God? When we honor God, this is how we honor God. We speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Okay? Well, you have to understand there are some that is not always going on. We do our best to do that here, but you know, out there in the world, it everything you see on the news does not follow Zechariah 8:6. Okay? You have to remember that. And so, but you do have a lot of people that have this law written on their heart, and they're still doing their best to speak the truth. We're seeing that again real quick from Springfield. I know we've talked about it the last couple weeks because, well, some truth has been put out about what's going on with the Haitian migrants, illegals there in Springfield, Ohio. And when you look on the news reports, you try to talk to any government official, you try to Google and find stories, it's all rebuttal. Oh, there's no proof. Nothing has been proven. Excuse me. But when you talk to the man on the street there, when you see some alternative media, some just Joe the Plumber types that go out and talk to residents, it's a different story. The people that live there, multiple people, think all these people are making this up? Well, somebody is. Chased by a man with a machete, says a frightened Springfield, Ohio resident, and gets no help from the police. Saw this headline. Again, under the Biden-Harris administration, Haitian migration increased Springfield, Ohio's population by 25%, according to the Columbus Dispatch. City critics say it's a Haitian invasion leading to deaths, displaced residents, and surging insurance rates. Now, those things are happening. There have been deaths, there have been displaced residents, and their insurance, like everybody else, has gone up. There simply are too many mass migrants here in this town, and they're too richly subsidized. It's pushing people out of their homes. It's pushing people out of their jobs, one resident said. And I've got a news article here that talks about this, that this person, literally, this woman, was chased by a man, a Haitian, it appeared like, with a machete. Calls the police 2 hours later, still no response. That's what's happening. That's what the people that live there are saying. Now, you can believe the governor. You can believe the city commissioners if you want. You can believe the news media that say, oh, no, all this is unsubstantiated. We can't. None of this is proven. Of course, city council, county commissioners, people like that, they're not any worse off with a 25% increase in government federally subsidized people. And they're not free to speak their mind, I can tell you that. They're just not, or they won't. Back to the scriptures, Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. And I can tell you, those that are trying to get the word out, those there in Springfield that are saying, hey, I don't care what the media says, this is what's really going on, they are acting faithfully, and that is delightful to the Lord, according to this scripture, as opposed to the lying lips, to the falsehoods that are put out. That has not changed. That has not changed. Well, we always try to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. A lot of work, a lot of effort goes into that website, folks. And it's up there for you, okay? It's up there to share information with you and for you to be able to share information with others. So sfawbn.com, the broadcast schedule's there, and the newswire is where as well. So if you've got happenings in your part of the country, you send them to us. We'll do our best to get them posted up there and share them with others. This was one that was shared with me. I got an email, and I looked into it, and sure enough, more are coming to America. Panama, way down south, detects an increase in Chinese migrants crossing the Darien Gap. That's the little narrow jungle passage that people from the south have to come through there in Panama. President of Panama, Jose Raul Molino, announced on Thursday local authorities have detected an increase in U.S.-bound Chinese migrants crossing the Darien Gap Jungle Trail. Last year, the U.S. saw a drastic surge in the number of Chinese, they call them immigrants, I call them illegal invaders, entering the country, of course illegally, from the Mexico-U.S. border. Mexico, U.S. border officials arrested more than 37,000 Chinese nationals on the southern border in 2023. That's 10 times the number during the previous year. That's the population of Laramie, more than the population of Laramie. 37,000 last year, and it was less than 3,000 the year before. That's called an invasion. Hello? And I got a couple pictures I want to show you. Just a couple, because each one of them kind of tells its own story. If we can hit those next, I know we only got about 5 minutes left here, Jason, but some of these next pictures, this one had statistics. From October of 21 to September 22, had 342 Chinese caught, arrested, obtained, photographed, whatever, on the border, okay? And let's go back to that one real quick, Jason, just because it shows the different numbers. Then from October 22 to September 23, 24,000. Then since then, 30,000. So that's over 54,000 Chinese that have come just across the Mexico border. And look at them. Look at these women, these three, four Chinese women there. They're smiling. They're not, you know, they're not poor, unfortunate souls, displaced. But see, you got to look to find these pictures. Now, let's hit that next one there. Thanks. This is the picture that goes with the article when I researched. More are coming to America. They show this, oh, this poor little boy. He looked pretty fat, though. He ain't no skinny, starving, belly distended migrant from Africa that we always see when we have to feed the children. But still, that's the picture they put out. More are coming to America, and it's him. Look at this. Look at these guys. Right? These guys look fat and happy. Look at them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that you can see that are men, military age men. None of them are super skinny like you would expect migrants out of maybe Haiti or illegals out of Haiti. Or you see they're not these big old fat. They're military age, military shape men. Hello? Over 54,000 in the last couple years? That's, I don't know the military terms, that's battalions, multiple battalions. Here's another picture, and you see them. There's several. And it looks like they're dang military. Like the old song says, they are coming to America. We had a call on coffee. I think it was last year. We were talking about the invasion, the pending invasion and this and that. And this old rancher from down there called. He said, let me tell you, I live on the border. He said, the invasion ain't coming. It's happened. It's here. Well, this was in the headlines this week. I didn't want to go through this review of the news without talking about this. And boom went the pager. Still don't have all the details on this. We did talk about this a little bit yesterday. Hezbollah pager explosions reveal weaknesses in China-dominated supply chain. The explosions of pagers and walkie-talkies that Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists obtained from foreign suppliers, where else would you get them, are prompting a good deal of worldwide anxiety about complex technology supply chains. Many run through China. Anyway, on and on and on. And had a picture here of what was reported. And I can tell you, the Mossad, the Israeli Defense Forces, that was one of the pictures of what was left. Is, they're not saying a whole lot about this, but I saw an article that says, you know, this goes against the Geneva rules of war. And it's like, well, yeah. When has the Mossad ever cared about that, right? Saw this also. A solar arrays were exploding in Lebanon at the same time as these pagers and handheld radios. And this went on. This was two different days that this happened. This came from the Lebanon news agency. Reported Wednesday, rooftop solar arrays in Beirut were exploding at roughly the same time walkie-talkies that Hezbollah, the terrorist organization members had, detonated in their hands. I don't know. I don't understand it all. I know that there's over there, it's, you've heard me say it before, it's Antichrist killing Antichrists. I think that's about the only true, any type of prophecy or application from the Bible you're going to get over there between the Israelis and Hamas killing each other. Is Antichrist killing Antichrist? That's about as far as biblical prophecy goes on that, because that's just what they are. And I don't think it's anything else. Well, wanted to finish up this morning on a little lighter note. A couple bear stories. How about that? It's fall hunting season. People are getting out, seeing bears a little more. You know, bears are real. And people are finding that out a little bit more all over the country. Saw this. This was from this late summer, not too long ago. A 72-year-old was out alone picking huckleberries in a Montana forest, and then a grizzly bear attacked him. He had a big old pistol. He shot the bear with a handgun after the adult female grizzly charged him, and the FWP wildlife people there responded and confirmed the bear was killed. Yeah, and so not a bad idea. You're going to go out picking huckleberries in the forest where grizzly bears live. You might want to be armed. And then I saw this. This was, real, I thought, another positive was this 12-year-old boy saves his father from a bear attack in Wisconsin. No, it wasn't a grizzly bear, but the bear attacked the father. He tried to get it off him by hitting the animal in the head with his pistol. And moments later, the bear lunged at his face. His 12-year-old son, Owen, knew he had to do something, he said, to save his father. So, and this is a quote from Owen. He said, "I saw the bear knock him to the ground. I saw the black outline and shot over the dog's back," because the dog was there too, and he hit the bear. "I just felt like, shoot the bear and save my dad. It's all I really remember." And I watched the video, and, you know, these were just folks. But I thought, you know, that was a good thing. That was a good thing that 12-year-old boy, when they were out in the woods as well, had a firearm and knew how to use it. Because sometimes it might happen that you need to have that, and you need to know how to use it. So, hats off to the boy and to his dad. Well, guys, I think that's all the news I had for you this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless, I think a camp message this morning, but a timeless message from Pastor Peters that I think you're going to enjoy. And again, the network website, sfawbn.com. We can't let you know about that enough. Tons of information there. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll see you back later for communion.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. The glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory.